18 here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings. 74 degrees under sunny skies. I'm Chris Miller.
I'm Manning Kimmel.
We're on FM 100.1, AM 1340. Also, you can see us on CN2. That's Comporium Channel 102, as well as Facebook Live and YouTube. And in the house, Winthrop Board of Trustees Chair Joel Hamilton, also former County Councilman Joel Hamilton. And that's what you're here to talk about today. Not Winthrop related, but you're here to talk about the excitement that was had off Heckle Boulevard at last night's special York County Council meeting.
Sorry, the Winthrop hat never comes off.
Yeah, it doesn't.
But Joel was sitting right there in the front row with us last night. And quite a different atmosphere than what you would experience at a Winthrop Board of Trustees meeting, to say the least. But having served on council and knowing that the relationship between the county and the city has not been good for decades, it seems like it's just reached a new low based on what we saw there last night.
And it is difficult to watch, Manning. It's almost like, you know, I have two children, and when you see your two children argue, you know, two people that you love and care deeply about, and you know that's not good for your family, that can be incredibly disturbing. But when you see the county and the city, you know, two entities that you care deeply about, not being able to come together to get a deal done that will benefit the entire community, it's difficult to watch, especially in person, sitting there alongside you and Alan last night. And, you know, I can, you know, having served my time on council, it's funny, someone asked me as I was walking out, you know, do you miss this? And I said, well, honestly, yes. It's difficult to sit there and hold your tongue and not say, and not have your turn at the mic during the meeting and say what you think needs to be said. So there are certainly times that I miss it, but, you know, I'm choosing to remain optimistic that there's a path forward to get this deal done. It's too important for the community to not see it through.
Well, we'll know something, I think, either later today. I think later today the city will give us some kind of statement as to what is going to happen. Mm-hmm. Sitting right next to you down the road a little bit were the two representatives of Octa Pharma.
Correct.
They were there. They watched all this.
Yeah.
And I have to ask myself, you know, is this the kind of political climate that I want to put $1.5 billion into for a long, long-term investment?
It certainly would call that into question. And, you know, there's a lot of people in this community, yourself included, who have, you know, dedicated a good portion of their lives to bringing economic opportunity to this area. And it's incredibly demoralizing to see a community that you care deeply about be cast in a negative way to the greater economic development and business community, Manning. Uh-huh. And it's not just Octa Pharma watching this. I mean, that's, you know, by a factor of what, four or five, the largest deal we've ever taken a swing at in York County.
Absolutely.
It's one thing for them to see it, but all eyes are on York County right now in the region, in the state, to see how and if we can handle a deal of this size and this magnitude. And it's unfortunate to see, you know, anything other than a celebratory clean deal.
It always strikes me about what is going on in the heads of the professional staff of the city and the county. That's not the issue. The professional staff seem to work pretty well together. They've worked hard, all of them, to get this deal to where it is, basically to have it potentially blown up by the elected officials who are not communicating with each other. I mean, that was very clear. The city, the county, and the school board, they're not talking to each other. Mm-hmm. Not at all. Because these issues should have been ironed out long before it ever became a public vote.
That's correct. I mean, you know, you don't want to see these things play out in the public setting with amendments and arguing back and forth. It just isn't a good look for anybody. Again, the economic development professionals have worked tirelessly to make this deal happen. And, you know, we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars in tax revenue, even with the incentive package, Manning, $300 million.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think people really understand what that represents. That's $300 million that doesn't have to be paid by the rooftops in this county, by the homes and the hardworking people. It's the commercial tax base that maintains the services in this county. And when we're expecting 100, 150,000 people to move into this county over the next 10 years, we better be prepared to keep our tax base in a good proportion to where the burden isn't borne by the people who live here. You know, I see people and I see the concerns, you know, why are we putting this, why are we giving away tax revenue? Why are we doing these things? And it's my hope and wish that people would just understand that this is exactly what meets their concerns. If your concerns are raising taxes, if your concerns are, you know, I want strong retail economic development and entertainment districts and those sorts of things, this is the type of project that makes that happen.
Oh, yeah.
But for $300 million in new tax revenue coming into the area, those burdens of the next 100, 150,000 people moving into this community will be borne by the people who already live here rather than building our commercial tax base. And missing out on an opportunity of this magnitude to offset that, and you think about the number of deals that you would have to make happen to replace this one if we aren't able to see it through, and it's almost like an insurmountable task. I don't know how you recover from it.
And you take a look at Winthrop University. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got a focus now on life sciences.
Correct.
It's one of the, and you could just be licking your chops looking at how can we, you know, partner with Opt Pharma.
Exactly.
And now that potentially could disappear.
Well, you know, we've worked very hard to transform the program offerings at Winthrop University so that Winthrop is a true partner in economic development and bringing this exact sort of opportunity into York County. And I think about the opportunities not just for Winthrop students, but also our dual enrollment students, both in Rock Hill School District and Fort Mill School District. You know, we recently announced our investment in our Fort Mill campus. This is a tremendous opportunity for the town of Fort Mill as well, for their students to have a direct pipeline into the type of career that will be sort of 21st century proof. These things have to be made somewhere. This is high value add manufacturing that's also directly in line with very strategic thoughts to get pharmaceutical manufacturing back into the United States. We saw how this was a problem during COVID.
Yeah.
And everyone agreed we need this here. And now we have an opportunity to not just onshore it to the US, but bring it to this very community and to attract more of the same. And to do anything other than get this done and then everybody celebrate afterwards just, to me, creates unnecessary risk.
I have one thing for you to add to your to-do list over at Winthrop.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we need to get the city and the county and the school district to stop the silliness that's going on for too long. Why doesn't a neutral body like Winthrop University, you've got a great big conference table there in the in the Thompson conference room, bring the parties together or representatives of them, sit them down and say, you know, you're part of the problem, you're part of the problem, you're part of the problem. Can we figure out a way to move past that and start moving forward in a lockstep? It's too important to this whole county.
Well, you know, more importantly, you know, each of these entities is also part of the solution. You say, you know,
that's
everyone
right.
is a problem, but, you know, there is a path forward. There is a way for the folks to work together. And, you know, sure, you know, Winthrop University is kind of absolutely Switzerland in this deal. We don't stand, we're not on the list of parties trying to figure out how to slice up a pie. But it is definitely beneficial for Winthrop and this community for this deal or any deal to get done. You know, economic opportunity is what makes this area tick. You know, but for jobs, you know, we wouldn't have the identity that Rock Hill has. I mean, do we really want to be a bedroom community of Charlotte, or do we want to be our own economy?
Yeah.
And this is an opportunity to continue that and to actually be our own economy rather than just a bedroom community.
Well, Edward Serna, Joel Hamilton, all the trustees have done a marvelous job turning Winthrop's course around. It's amazing what you've done over there in a short period of time. I think you need to add this to the list. I'm serious about that.
I don't disagree, and I have to tell you, great minds must think alike.
All right, great way to end it. Thank you, Joel, for being here. Thanks for being there last night.
Yeah, thank you, Manny.
I did have a question from your councilman's hat. We heard last night during the meeting where I think it was Councilman Litton said, this deal, as presented by Councilman Roddy, could set a precedent for other communities and other school districts. Is that something that is legitimate? Because you think about that, if the same deal pops up in Fort Mill or Clover, they come knocking on the door and say, hey, we want, the Fort Mill School District wants their money, the Clover School District, and takes it away from the city of Clover, the town of Fort Mill.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you don't see, show me another county or community in South Carolina where we've done anything other than on a philo or any other incentive package, reduced the taxes by anything other than a proportional basis. Because this does open up a Pandora's box of bickering over a pie. And what happens is, you know, what my fear is, you know, we're trying to support the school district, which I think is well-intentioned. I can't necessarily be upset about that. My fear is that by attempting to do that, we're giving them a higher percentage of a pie that won't be there.
That's right.
And, you know, I would rather have 50% of something than 100% or 85% of zero. And when that something happens to be $300 million in tax revenue for this county over the next several years, that's a pretty big something. Yeah. And so to have 50% or whatever the percentage is and just get it done in a way where everybody can move forward and celebrate, it to me is the way to do it. I mean, this is where right now leadership really on all sides needs to just step up and make this happen.
There's an old Southern expression.
Yeah.
Pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered.
Exactly.
Joel, we appreciate your time as always and your fountain of knowledge and for sharing your insight here on this Thursday morning as we recover and recuperate from last night's heated county council meeting.